announcer. Announce.
Okay.
I'll go get it.
Okay.
Oh, you could just announce it.
What were you going to say?
Are you recording?
Not anymore.
Okay. The difference is... They should put that kid in the chair.
Van, I would like to introduce you to your clinicians that we'll be listening to and offering comments from both from Millikan University, Perry Rask and Randy Raymond. Please say hello to them. And please welcome the Schaumburg High School Jazz Band.
To the Bradley Jazz Fest. This is Randall Raymond from Millikan University. Trumpet player back there, it's a nice sound. Make sure you keep up. You're a little lagging a bit behind. Keep on the front side of the beat on this one. A balance issue here. I think you need to really make sure that you understand that this, I'm thinking about the trombone section right now. The lead trombone player tends to be playing louder than even the lead trumpet back there. And so, you know, in an effort to play more energetically and bring excitement, you're just overblowing a bit. You need to back off. You're a strong player, but you need to know when not to use all that strength. The fall off together. Somebody had just doing a real long fall off and other people didn't, and that really doesn't sound very good. So coordinate your falls, and it all should be based on what the lead trumpet does in that situation. Nobody should fall beyond that. Nice style here in the trombone. Nice articulation. Yeah. I'm not sure you guys are sure where the downbeat was there for a second. Careful, lead bone. You're overpowering the brass section here. there's a balance issue between the brass and the saxes here. Saxes have an important part. Okay. Boy, you know, I hate to come down on him. He's one of the better musicians in your band, but your lead bone player cannot be leading. He's not the lead trumpet. He's got to figure out where he fits in the sound of this group. And it's just overpowering everything. He's covering up the saxes. He's playing louder than anybody in the brass section. And it's a real balance issue. So, you know, there's no way around it. I mean, you're going to have to get other people playing up to him, or better yet, him coming down a bit and everybody else playing up a bit. But until you fix that, it's going to be a problem. So I suggest you just maybe listen to some recordings of yourself and see how that balance issue affects the sound of the band. That being said, this guy's a really good player. Sounds good on this bass player and the drums. This is the first band I think I've heard where the bass is loud enough. I've had trouble hearing the bass today, but this sounds good out here. And the drums are doing a nice job changing things up, keeping good time, but still adding some variety. Ooh, a little clarinet issue there. Get it together. Tentativeness there in the saxes here, and here too. Some pitch issues as well, something to address. Whenever you have those unison passages, it's always challenging to try and get in tune. Just try and make sure you're in tune individually before you play, and then know what the bad notes are on your horn and adjust accordingly. And then listen like crazy to each other. And I think a good rule is to consider you're the one that's wrong in those intonation with those intonation issues. And if everybody thinks they're wrong, they'll you know, compromise and find a center of pitch that works. Some really nice ideas, nice articulation style. Next thing to do is just really try and find some of those chord tones, especially the thirds and sevenths. Try and end your idea on one of those two, and you'll find that it really makes sense in terms of the harmony of the piece. Come on, saxes. Blow. The brass harp. The balance now is really quite good. The trumpet's on the top. Rob, is that her name, Robin? She's doing a really nice job on lead trumpet back there. And everybody else is supporting her. nice transition right there. Good. That's an interesting piece, and you guys played it very well. Just address some of those balance issues, and you really have something here. You've got some good players in this group. Your drummer and bass player are really strong. Got a nice lead trumpet player back there in Robin, and a great lead bone player, as long as he doesn't try and take over. Saxes, you need to step it up. I'm telling you, you're the weak link here, and you've got a responsibility too, to make things happen. So, take pride in that sax section and see if you can get things happening. Bones, really spit those out. Everybody played the same volume. You all have a different chord tone here. You need to support everybody equally. Good job. You're trying to get in the upper register, create something here. It's good, dude. Good to get up and use a variety of registers to start low, go high, and that's good pacing. Just dealing with chord tones. Yeah, many chords to this tune. It's kind of a blues form. So you can figure out what those chords are and try and find thirds and sevenths, and then you're off to a good start of defining the changes and the form. Drummer's solid here. Bass player's really good. You have a really confident rhythm section, which really helps this band. Yeah, all right. Faded a little bit on the end, but in general, I'm pretty impressed by this band in a lot of ways. I like your lead trumpet player. I like your lead trombone player with the qualifications and things I've said earlier. Saxes need to really step it up. Rhythm section's fine. They're really throwing it down here. Just bolster those weak areas and work on the balance issue. Improvisation-wise, we'll find those chord tones, thirds and sevenths, and you're going to see a lot of improvement if you work in those areas. So I really enjoyed hearing you guys today. I don't know if I've heard you before, but it's very enjoyable. Keep up the good work and keep trying to get better. You know, there's always room for improvement in all of us. And if you keep striving, it's fun to do that, and it's fun to see the improvement and fun to see where this group can go. So good luck, and I hope to see you again soon.